The Keeper, recited by Fletcher, librarian of the Serpentine of Owen Mallin. This is an example of a formal recitation, the performance of a story, as distinct from informal or improvised storytelling. It is obviously a teaching story. It is considered to be true or factual, although a Chumo version of the same general story begins, "Down across the valley, there in Tachas Tochas." Up across the valley, there in that town, Chumo, there was a young woman living in the third house, a scholar, still wearing undyed clothing. And she was the keeper there, the one who looked after things and put them away and took them out, all the things of the heimas for the dances and the singing and teaching and giving. There were the vests, the costumes for the summer dancers, the stones, the paintings on paper, cloth and wood, the ranges of feathers, the caps, the musical instruments, the tongue drums and the great wakwa drum, the dance rattles of gourd and shell, deer hoof and clay, the writings, the books, the sweet and bitter herbs and dried flowers, the carvings and heholeno of all kinds, the oils, the tools and instruments of making and repair, and all such valuable and honorable things, and their containers, and their wrappings, and the shelves, closets, and particular places where they were kept in order, clean, seemly, and beautiful. And she was the one who kept them. This was her gift. She did this well, taking pleasure in doing it. When anything was needed, she brought it from its place, ready for use. When anything was given, she put it in the right place. When anything was dirty or worn, she cleaned and mended it. And when a thing wore out, she put it to a different use. She went on doing this when she came inland, and when she married, and when she was a mother. It was her chief work, and nobody else did these things for that heimas but her. One time a man made a carving in madrone wood, a thing of beauty, a heholeno, to give to the house in which the madrone grows. He left it as a gift in the fifth angle of the great room. The keeper saw it after other people had gone home. She picked it up. She liked it, and kept holding it and looking at it, thinking, "This suits me. This is as if it were made for me. This is for me. I will keep this for a while." She took it home to her household, into her room, and put it in her lidded basket, under other things. There it stayed. She did not often look at it, and did not use it. Another time a man made for the Serpentine a dancing vest of doeskin sewn with leaf embroidery, with ornaments of the long acorns copper-mounted. The keeper was taking it to the closets and chests of the heimas, and she thought, "This looks as if it would fit me." She tried it on, and kept wearing it as she worked there, thinking, "This fits me. This suits me. This was made for me. Maybe I'll dance in it next summer. Somebody else might choose it before me. I'll keep it till the summer dancing." She took it home and put it in the bottom of her clothes chest. There it stayed. She did not wear it at the summer dancing. Another time, a family gave a lot of manzanita berry powder to the heimas. She set out some of it in the fifth angle. The rest she took home, thinking, "My son's throat gets dry in the dust of the dry season, and he coughs so badly he'll be needing manzanita cider then. I'll save this and use it when he needs it." She put it in a glass jar with a stopper in the cellar of her house. There it stayed. She did not make cider of it in the dry season. Another time a woman gave a deer-leg-bone flute that had been a long time in the second house, very old. Many times it had played the four-note heya. The keeper put it with the other flutes of the third house, but she kept going back and taking it out of the box, moving it on the shelf, thinking, "It doesn't belong here. It is too old to play. Careless people play these flutes, children, musicians. This is too old and beautiful to treat like an ordinary flute." She took it home and put it in her lidded basket. There it stayed. No one played it. Another time a man brought a piece of cornbread. He was very old and muddle-headed, and the piece of bread was old, too, hard and dry. He couldn't chew it. He broke off the piece he had tried to bite off, and dropped that, and put the rest in the fifth angle, saying, "Maybe some young person with strong jaws can eat that." The keeper found it there. She dropped it to the floor, and when she swept the great room of the heimas, she gathered the bread up with the dust, and took all she had swept up the ladder, and let it fall in the dirt by the roof of the heimas. That afternoon, that evening, she got sick. The next day, she was very sick. She had terrible pains in her stomach, her hands, her anus, her teeth. They held a bringing in for her, but she did not come with the singers. The doctors cared for her, but nothing helped her. She was in more pain all the time, and swelling up, her hands and feet swelling, her belly and face swelling. A cousin of hers in her house, who was a singing doctor, came to care for her and sing to her. He watched her carefully as he sang. She groaned and did not listen. When the song was finished, her cousin said, "Cousin, a song is its singing." He went home. She thought about what he had said. She had heard that. She kept thinking about it. By now she was wasted away and swollen up and doubled over with the pains in her belly. She wanted to vomit and could not. She wanted to shit and could not. She thought, "What am I dying for?" She thought about the things she had kept. She crawled over to her lidded basket and looked for the deerbone flute and the madrone wood carving. Nothing was in the bottom of the basket but some clods of dirt. She looked in her clothes chest for the embroidered vest. Nothing was there under the other clothes but a dirty rag. She went down to the basement, to her shelves, looking for the cider powder. The jar had dirt in it, dust in it. She went to the hayamas, dragging herself, crawling, crying out, "Where is it? Where is it?" She crawled in the dirt around the outside of the hayamas, scraping in the dirt with her fingernails, crying, "Where is it?" People thought she had gone crazy. She found a piece of the cornbread, a crumb of it. Maybe it was just a crumb of dirt, and she thought it was the cornbread. She ate it. She lay still then. They took her home and sang for her, and she listened to the singing. She got better. She got well. Other people looked after the things in the hayamas after that.